Pillows? Blankets? Would anyone like a pillow or a blanket? Yes, sir. What can I get for you? I'm sorry, but the beverage cart is closed for the night. We are not allowed to serve any alcoholic drinks after midnight. No, I'm sorry. We can make no exceptions. But I can get you a pillow. How about a blanket? Well, you knew this was a no-fringe airline when you booked us, sir. No, we have no candy. Besides, candy is bad for you. And no, we have no more sugar packets. We use those up for the after-dinner coffee service. No, we have no more potato chips left either. No pretzels. Nope, nothing. In fact, the galley is all locked up, and I don't even have the key. Now, if there is nothing else... Sir, did you just grab my ass? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to accuse you of anything. Sir, may I speak frankly? You appear to be agitated. Is something wrong? Are you perhaps a little bit afraid of flying? I assure you, we have the most up-to-date equipment available, even though we did get it at discount prices because of the fire. Oops! I'm not supposed to mention that. It might scare the other passengers. And don't let this little bit of turbulence bother you. I assure you, it is perfectly normal for an airplane to make an occasional nosedive. The pilot will straighten it out in just a few minutes. There, see? We're all level now. So if you would just let go of my skirt now. We don't want to wake these other passengers up now, do we? Sir, please. You must let go of me. Sir, you've got to get control of yourself. And stop blubbering. We are not about to die. We are not going to crash. Our pilots are the most experienced pilots anywhere around for the money we can afford to pay them. And most of them even have their pilot's license. Now just settle back in your seat, sir. You've got to let go of my skirt. Sir, your hand is sliding underneath my skirt. And let me assure you that that is against FAA regulations. Sir, your hand is touching my panties. Oh, I forgot. I'm not wearing any panties. I was in such a rush to get to work that I forgot to put them on. Sir, please remove your hand. Your hand has not been authorized to land at my particular gate. Sir. Sir. Oh, all right. Sir, you need to get control of yourself and settle down. How about this? I will make a deal with you, even though I am not authorized by the airlines to do this. It is my job to make sure that all of the passengers are comfortable and relaxed. So if you will remove your hand from my ass, I will give you some extremely personal attention to relax you. Now why don't you recline your seat and just lay back and enjoy that which is about to happen to you. And it's a good thing that this flight is not overbooked, so we don't have anybody near us. There. That's right. Just take a deep breath. I won't leave you. Now close your eyes and think of England while I give you a trip around the world. And sir, you must promise not to tell anybody what I'm about to do because I could lose my job. Okay. Now let me get down on my knees in the aisle. It's so dark in here that I'm sure no one can see me. And whatever you do, you cannot make a sound. Not one sound. Is that clear? Okay then. Now the first thing that I'm going to do is to unbuckle your belt. And then unzip your pants. Now I'm going to reach inside the zipper hole and, Lord Almighty, what have we here? Why, sir, your cock is huge. I can barely get it out of your pants. Let me stroke your cock. Up and down. Up and down. Yeah, just like that. Does that feel good? Are you getting more relaxed now? You're starting to drip pre-cum. Ooh, there's a lot of it. Let me just lick the tip of your cock. Just like that. Do you like how I'm stroking your cock? Can you feel my hands on your balls? Your balls are huge. I need to pull them out of your zipper hole. And maybe we can slide your pants down off your hips a little so I can get in here better. Yeah, just like that. Do you like how I'm cupping your balls? First one and then the other. Rolling them gently with my fingers. They're so full. It must have been a long time since you shot your last load. Have you been saving up? Have you been edging? Sir, this is probably why you have been so agitated. You need to relax, and I will help you relax. Would you like me to lick your balls? How about I lick the shaft of your cock? Now the head of your cock. And the tip. There's more pre-cum. Sure, you are dripping pre-cum. I have to lick it up. We don't want to mess on your suit pants now, do we? And I don't want to mess on my uniform either. So why don't I just remove the top of my uniform? They make us wear these low-cut blouses because they're cheaper for the company. Less fabric, don't you know? And now I will take off my purple bra because I don't want to get that messy either. I have a date after we land, and I need to stay as clean as I can. There now. Open your eyes and look at my tits. Do you like my tits? Are they big enough for you? Are they fat enough for you? Would you like to touch my tits? Don't they feel nice in your hands? Your hands are so nice and big and warm. I like having you touch my tits. Touch my nipples. My nipples always get big and hard whenever I'm sucking a man's cock. It turns me on. And I like sucking a big fat cock like yours. So you can play with my tits while I go back to stroking your cock. Up and down. Up and down. Now I'm going to put my hand on the top of your wet cock head and just swirl it around. Up and down, stroking with one hand, strolling over the top with the other hand. Up and down. Swirl, swirl, up and down. Swirl, swirl. Sir, close your mouth. You're drooling. Here, use my bra to wipe your mouth. What size is it? Why, it's a size 42D cup. Do you like it? Would you like to keep it as a memento from the airlines? Your cock has gotten so hard now. And so wet, and so swollen, and so big. I think it's time for me to put my mouth on your cock. Would you like that? Would you like to feel my warm, wet mouth on your cock? Licking the shaft, sucking the head. Do you like watching my tits, sir? Bounce up and down. As my mouth goes down on your cock. Do you see how hard my nipples are? Pinch them. Yeah, I want you to pinch my nipple. Do you see how long you've made them? Yeah, I like that too. Now, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to rub my nipples all over the head of your cock. I'm going to wet them with your pre-cum. I'm doing this for me, not for you, for me. Because when I get home tonight, I'm going to lick my nipples. I'm going to lick your pre-cum off my nipples. And I'm going to think of you and what we did here together in the middle of the night on this airplane, on this flight. And when you depart and are at your destination, you are going to think about me, your dirty, naughty stewardess who did all these dirty, naughty things to you that your wife or girlfriend won't do. How I let you fuck my mouth. I might even let you fuck my throat if you're a good boy. And how you came inside my mouth. And how you held my head tight against your groin, your cock inside my mouth, and made me swallow your big, fat, thick, delicious load of cum. Now spread your legs so I can get in here between them and rub my big fat tits along the shaft of your big fat long cock. Let me squeeze my tits around your dick and move them all around your cock, up and down and around. Do you like that? Do you like seeing my tits rub against your shaft? I want you to fuck your cock between my tits, just like that. I want you to move your cock between my tits, up and down. I'm going to squeeze my tits around your cock. Now I want to suck your cock again. I want to lick your shaft. And I want to lick your balls. I want to suck them in my mouth. Now I'm going to lick your shaft again. Now I want to lick the top of your cock again. Lick the head. Suck it in my mouth. Now I want you to grab my head and fuck your cock in my mouth as far as you can. I love your cock. I love the taste of it. Your cock is perfect for my mouth. I don't want to gag on it. Now fuck me. Fuck my face. See how far down my throat it'll go. You just came down my mouth. Oh, there is so much of it. Let me lick you off. Oh. Do you like that? Do you like seeing me swallow it? Swallow your big fat load? Yeah. You're going to remember me tonight. You're going to remember what we did here. You're going to remember what a wonderful flight you had on this airlines. And I know you're going to book this airlines again.